This presentation is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. The views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Financial Services. UBS Financial Services does not verify and does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information presented. Brendan McCarthy and UBS Financial Services are not affiliated. Hi there, and welcome to my podcast, Hot Topics for Plan Sponsors. I'm Bruce Lanzer, a senior retirement plan consultant with UBS Financial Services in Milwaukee. And I'm joined today by Brendan McCarthy of Nuveen. Brendan is the head of retirement investing for Nuveen. And in this role, he leads strategy and distribution for Nuveen Investments and TIAA Lifetime Income Solutions in the 401k, 403b, and 457 marketplaces. Brendan has more than two decades of retirement leadership experience in the financial services industry. A frequent speaker at industry conferences, he has been quoted in numerous publications such as Financial Times, Investment News, and Plan Sponsor Magazine, and was recently named number 35 on the 2022 401k Wire 100 Most Influential People. So thank you for joining us this afternoon, Brendan. Glad to have you. And our topic for today is what plan sponsors need to know about lifetime income. Understanding the importance of lifetime income options that plan sponsors can utilize in their company's retirement plans to better prepare pre-retirement participants for the challenges of their retirement years. So again, thank you for joining us, Brendan. Anxious to hear your insights and for our listeners and share, you know, some of the things that they need to be aware of. So to kick it off, some couple of terms that we often hear are, you know, retirement income, lifetime income. Really, what's the difference between them?
Again, Bruce, thank you for having me. And it's funny, you asked, I think, what is the most common question we get out there right now? What is your retirement income now? Your lifetime income, what is the difference? And I think, you know, the easiest way to explain it is just that retirement income is, it's really just a broad umbrella term that encompasses any type of recurring income that can occur during someone's retirement. So it could be your Social Security is a form of retirement income. It could be your annual RMD from your 401k. It could be a systematic withdrawal that you actually set up on non-retirement assets to help you with income in retirement. So retirement income is just really, it's a broad term. When we see the term lifetime income, that is a type of retirement income, but lifetime income is a type of retirement income that will never run out. It is guaranteed. You can live to up to 120, and this lifetime, your lifetime income or that income will not run out because it is guaranteed for as long as you live. So retirement income is any form of income. Within retirement income, you have a subcategory called lifetime income, and that is income that is guaranteed for as long as you live, because a lot of types of income, unfortunately, they're not guaranteed. You can run out, markets can deplete, and you can, you know, be receiving right. that check one day right. and the following year, that check is no longer there. That will not happen with lifetime income.
Great. Great. Thanks for that explanation. And, you know, lifetime income is a topic and an area that has interested me for, you know, several decades. One thing that always puzzled me is that, you know, it seems like such a novel concept in the 401k space. Yet TIAA, that your parent company, has been providing lifetime income in 403b plans for, I think it's over a century. So why?
That's correct.
Why is this such a big deal all of a sudden? Why is it a problem?
Yeah, so it's we've been providing lifetime income through defined contribution plans since 1918, so 106 years to be exact. And the backstory, it's a beautiful backstory on the founding of the company. We were actually founded to provide lifetime income for, it was actually Cornell University. So our company, TIA, was set up in 1918 by Andrew Carnegie, and he went aboard of trustees at Cornell University and saw that the retirement, the professors there were without a retirement plan. And he talked about, you know, could we set up a pension? Cornell didn't want to undertake that at the time. And instead, what he did was he donated $1 million, and that led to the fund of his own money, and a lot of money back then, 1918, sure. Obviously, that led to the funding of TIAA and the first ever defined contribution plan in the U.S., as well as the first ever fixed income annuity. So what they did was they tried to replicate a pension by developing a defined contribution where it was self-funded out of recurring contributions, and then those contributions went into a fixed income annuity, which led to their guaranteed income payments, similar to what they might have had with a pension in retirement. So, yeah, for over 100 years, we've been doing that. That was our first entree in 1918. I think we're in the retirement space, we are still the leading provider, TIA is, in the 403B market, of both retirement plans, but we are the leading provider of lifetime income broadly. What's happening, what you alluded to, is that, well, that's how business has been done, you know, how retirement plans have worked in the 403B or the nonprofit sector. What's happening lately is this is shifting over into the corporate sector and the for-profit, as well as the 457, the government markets. And the backdrop for that is just that the U.S. system today, if you think of ERISA, which is approaching its 50th anniversary, mm-hmm. coming up in 1974, you know, in September, it's going to hit its 50th anniversary. That has done a tremendous job of helping the American worker get to retirement, but it's still, you know, it's lacked a little in getting the American worker through retirement. So when you see a lot of this legislation that's been passed recently, mm-hmm. a lot of it is designed to help get that worker now that's had that 401k plan, and it's been effective in helping them accumulate and save towards retirement. These lifetime income provisions, or these annuity provisions, safe harbor provisions, they're going to help our retirement system shift so that it can also help the American worker get through retirement. And that is by embedding some form, an option of some form of pension-like guaranteed income. So it's not just a lump sum. The employee can now, at retirement, a lump sum and take a portion of it in some form of guaranteed income.
Okay. Now, you know, we're starting to see companies have more of an interest in at least exploring lifetime income options. We're not at a stage yet where there's a lot of adoption. I think the number is about 10%, 12%, something like that, of plans offering lifetime right. income, even though everybody likes it and everybody wants it. So what are some of the challenges that 401k plans face today in offering lifetime income, and how can it help participants?
So yeah, the challenge today most 401k plans have is number one, it's inertia. It's getting participants to take action on their 401k plans, and mostly we solve that by making them, you know, capitalizing on that inertia and making things auto. So auto enrollment, auto increase, of course they have the option to opt out mm-hmm. of those. So it's making things simple for them. When they reach retirement, the challenge they have is that if you look at today's American worker, and you talked about that, in 1975, 70% of Americans that had access to a retirement plan in the private sector were in a defined benefit plan. That number is down to 12% today. So guaranteed income has all but gone away in 401k plans. To make matters worse, Americans are actually living longer today. So a 65-year-old today has a 25% chance that they're going to live to age 95 or longer, 30 years or more in retirement for a 65-year-old couple. It's somewhere around a 46, 47% chance that one out of two of them will live to age 95 or longer. So you're looking at 30 years or longer, sometimes in retirement. retirement that they're going to have to support that income. And most only have Social Security. So what the challenge is today is how do we take what they have in Social Security? Let's assume that's going to be there for them. And that amount, just say it's $2,000 a month, that might not, for most Americans, what they have in Social Security is probably not enough to cover their essential living needs in retirement. So what we want to do is create a 401k system now, enhance the 401k system, not do away with it. It's done tremendous work in helping Americans save for retirement. How do we take it now and enhance those 401k plans and enhance that employee benefit offering so that that 401k plan can provide the individual with the option of converting a portion of that 401k into a monthly income stream, lifetime monthly income stream that supplements their Social Security and as such covers their essential living needs in retirement. So Social Security is probably not enough for them to cover their rent, their, car payment, their essential. How do we get a How do you convert enough of your 401k that now you can supplement that Social Security and have your need to have retirement needs, those need to have the essentials covered, and then the remainder of your portfolio is still there as your discretionary needs. And that's how we anticipate the plans looking forward. In fact, we're starting to hear the term hybrid DC plans. So we've gone from a what was a DB system originally over to a DC, primarily a DC system, and now we're kind of reverting back into the middle, and we're going to have what's going to be referred to as a hybrid system, where it's DC plans with some element of DB, with some element of guaranteed income now through those DC plans.
Okay, that makes sense. I think definitely move in the right direction, looking at it from the participant's point of view. So let me ask you, Brendan.
Absolutely.
What do you feel the plan sponsors need to know about lifetime income for their employees?
I think the number one thing that plan sponsors, we've talked a lot about first what the benefits are for the individual, but you asked a great question, and what does the plan sponsor need to know? How does this benefit the plan sponsor? And I think one of the biggest things for companies to be aware of, I look to this in our industry, but this is a benefit. And I like to say, I'm actually hiring right now. And the war to me for average talent out there is over, but the war for top talent, for me to get top talent in my organization, that is fierce. And one of the things that we utilize is not just compensation, but it's also our benefits package. And as an employer, a plan sponsor can actually enhance their benefits package by offering lifetime income through their retirement plan. We use the term the three R's. It helps that employer recruit. It can help them with recruiting talent into their organization. It can help them with retaining that talent. If you think of it now, I'm working at that company and I'm earning this, guaranteed income or this option of guaranteed income through my retirement plan. And then the third R is actually, this one's pretty unique out there in terms of awareness, but it's also called retiring on time. Now, obviously, retiring on time is good for the employee, but oftentimes that's also very good for the CFO at the company, who might be dealing, and it varies by industry, but they could be dealing what's known as the reluctant retiree. And those are people that are working up to and beyond their expected retirement age. And the driver is often the fact that they are worried about running out of income in retirement. So we like to say, this for the plan sponsor, in addition to it being good for the employee, but for that employer, you're helping with the three R's, and that is with recruiting, retention, and enabling those employees to retire on time. The statement we often get from CFOs that we're hearing now, that this can be introduced as a CFO might. You know what? I never had a problem my employees retiring on time when they had a pension. And that
Yes.
still occurs where you ever see. They don't have that issue. But when pensions go away, all of a sudden they see people working up to and oftentimes beyond their expected retirement age.
Right. And so often it's not, I don't have the money to retire. As you said, it's that uncertainty. They could retire. They just don't know what their income would be or how do they manage the income. And now
they are correct. They're running out of income in retirement.
Yeah. Now we're getting, as you said, kind of that hybrid back to the DB sort of model that I know what my income is going to be. Which leads to my next question that, and as you know, I disagree on this point that lifetime income is a complex topic. I'm kind of maybe out there on the other end of the spectrum. I think it can be very simple, but what can be done to simplify it?
You hit the key word is simple, is make it simple. It does not need to be complex. And I'll start by saying, having someone, having your retirement plan consultant from UBS, this is somewhere where you can really demonstrate your value to your end clients by making this simple for them. Because at the periphery, it can sound complex. And knowing all these products that are coming to market, it's very easy to confuse people with this, but it actually can be very simple. And I think there's two things you want to do to simplify this right now for plan sponsors. And that is number one, educate them on the why, and number two, educate them on the how. So why are we in here? Why should I be looking at an employer at lifetime income? And we hit on some of this. It's just educating them right now that we're shifting back from, DB over to DC. Now there's 40% of Americans at risk of running out of income in retirement. How do we shift this back? The industry is shifting back to hybrid DC plans. And I think letting them know that it has moved into the first inning with this. This is no longer just these stories, in the press that we're starting to do this. It's starting to occur. The top record keepers are starting to add this. And, the benefits of this, the three R's, what it does for the employee for their retirement, it's educating them on why they need to be looking at this right now. Once you've educated them on the why, you move to the how. And the how, that is the key part to simple. You do not need to change your 401k plan. And you don't need to add a defined benefit plan or a cash balance plan. You can actually now provide that option of lifetime income to your employees through your existing 401k plan. In fact, with a number of solutions, it's so easy. You can do it through the target date fund structure that they're familiar with. So there have been a number of target date funds. Naveen, we launched in August, our Naveen Lifecycle Income Target Date Fund. That series acts very similar to our regular target date fund. It's fully liquid to the participant. They go in, they auto enroll, they accumulate, they can pull out their money at any point without any fee or restrictions. But at retirement, that target date fund now provides them with that option of converting a portion of that balance into guaranteed income. I like to say participants know one thing, it's their balance on their 401k. Now it's going to be very simple. They'll still know that one thing, the balance, and that'll act just the same way, but they'll also know that a portion of that balance can be converted into lifetime income at this amount. So it's just now they'll know two numbers, the balance and the portion that
but
income. So keep... Yeah, keeping it simple is key.
Right. And I think, like I said, they know their balance. I think that kind of ties to, why I believe it is a simple solution. And I've had the benefit of, advising clients and implementing lifetime income solutions in their plans for about 15 years or so. And, if you really dig into the weeds, it can be complex, just as DB plans are. When you start talking about asset allocation, actuarial rates of return, funding, underfunding, all that is very complex. But the 17% or so, I think was the number of workers that have a pension now, what they see is I'm getting X amount a year for life. And that's why I say it's so simple. And when I've had the opportunity to talk to participants again over the last decade or so, that's what they focus on, that's what they like, and they feel it is a simple solution. They don't care Yeah. How I got that, I care. This is my number.
For anything, we know this from being in the defined contribution industry for decades now, for anything to work in the DC system, it needs to be simple and low cost.
Right.
When you start stepping into complex or expensive, and in particular, try launching something that's complex and expensive, good luck. Do you know, but if it's simple and low cost, it'll be effective. And keep those complex parts to us, you know, to professionals.
Exactly.
For the actual sponsor and the client, the end participant, the end employee, this just needs to be made as simple as possible. And the solutions, a number of the solutions that come to the market are simple.
Right.
And they're, you know, fairly easy to roll out to employees today. They're not like the products were, you know, trying to do this maybe 10 years ago.
Right. That's exactly right. And, you know, as much as we, you know, want to make it simple for the participant, I think it's important for, you know, the plan sponsor, the fiduciaries, the retirement plan committee members to know, you know, the ins and outs of how it works so they can make sure that it's an appropriate solution for their employees.
Exactly.
So how do in-plan annuities work, Brendan?
So there's this is where, Bruce, someone like yourself or your UBS consultant comes in very handy. There are a myriad of solutions that are coming to market. So there are a number of different ways they can work. But in general, the ones that seem to be most like the early adopted ones, the ones that seem to be where everyone is going, is towards a target date solution that embeds or bolts on some form of an annuity. So with them, I think the most popular ones, you are embedding inside of the target date fund some form of an annuity. So through accumulation, you're allocating towards that annuity. It might be right out of the gate. In some solutions wait and do it towards pre-retirement. It can vary. But underneath the hood of the target date, you are allocating to what I will call institutionally priced annuity. So this is not a retail annuity. It's not you get to retirement, you roll over, and you get a retail annuity. This is an institutionally priced annuity that was designed specifically to go inside of that target date fund and designed specifically for use in plan inside of 401k plans. So you're auto-enrolling into that annuity. When you reach retirement, you now have a portion of that target date fund. Your retirement balance is, I like to use the word convertible, and again, they all work differently, but on ours, reach retirement, Naveen Lifecycle Income Funds, a portion of your investment, the entire, through your entire accumulation, has been dedicated towards this fixed income annuity. Now, the target should perform relatively similar to the regular target date. It's going into something that tries to deliver those same fixed income like returns. And at retirement, you will just have a dollar amount. It'll show, you know, ours lands at 40%. So you can convert up to 40% of your retirement balance at any point into a guaranteed income stream. You don't need to do it at retirement. You don't need to do it ever. You can, you know, just withdraw the whole thing the same way you would do a regular target date. There's no penalty. But at any point, you can convert a portion into a monthly guaranteed income that you can live to 120 and won't outlive.
Yeah, that's very comforting as for employees to know that they have that security again.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the considerations that plan sponsors need to keep in mind when they're, you know, evaluating and hopefully ultimately selecting lifetime solution, or as I like to call it, a paycheck for life?
Yeah, I always just say two things. Number one, you got to remember it's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
So they measure this as they would any other investment, and it should fit into, you might need to make some slight modifications. Again, your consultant will help you with that to your investment policy statement. But this is an investment, and, you know, we typically hear the five P's, you know, who are the people managing this? What's their philosophy? What's their process? What has their performance been? And what is their, you know, price? Fees are an important part. You'll want to look at fees. Mm-hmm. Fees are all over the map with annuities, and use your consultant to help you benchmark those fees. Are these fees appropriate for what you're going to put in? The second thing I would just always offer as advice is just make sure with these that you are not sacrificing the many for the few. When people get their entire retirement, not all of them are going to annuitize. So if someone, you know, chooses not to annuitize, you want to make sure they didn't pay extra fees, you know, or have some sort of performance drag for those that are annuitizing and taking advantage of that benefit. So I think if you follow those two key considerations, I think you should end up in a pretty good space as a plan sponsor.
Okay, good. And we've talked about trying to keep things simple, particularly for the participants, the people approaching retirement. But what should plan sponsors keep in mind when it comes to participant education?
Education and communication are key with anything, you know, any component of the 401k plan. And it couldn't be more true with this. In fact, you know, as an overarching theme with the education and communication is know that you're adding a great enhancement out there as a benefit to your employees. So you're going to want to really herald this out, that, you know, make them aware of this benefit that they have. And then I think it's just you want to make sure that you hit it at three points. One is during their enrollment, you know, whether it's auto-enrolled or whether someone is, you know, jumping in kind of midstream on this, you're adding, you know, to the, you're bringing it into the existing employees, you at that point of enrollment into this, you want to let them know what they have and how great of a benefit this is and guidance on how it will work. In accumulation, you want to keep them aware that now I'm working through this and I'm building towards this guaranteed income option in retirement. So keep them aware of that, particularly when they start stepping into that pre-retirement age bracket. And then the last stage that you really want to hit is just that education and communication around when they hit retirement or post-retirement, how they can actually execute on that benefit. And that's something too, when you do choose to annuitize, or if you choose to annuitize, there are some decisions that you will want to make. You know, is there, you do you want single, do you want joint, do you want, you know, 10-year period certain? There are certain options you can kind of take available of, and those might differ for each individual. Make sure that firm that you're partnering with can help you through those decisions. You know, what is their process? What is the record keeper's process? What is the insurance provider's process for helping guide your employees through that process?
Okay. Now, what do you typically see as the vehicle for conveying that? Is it like the quarterly statement from the record keeper, the online, you know, company newsletters, or how is it conveyed?
So it will rely primarily on your record keeper. Okay. And the record keepers, for the most part, will partner with that insurance provider and help so that when they go online onto their benefit website and they're looking at their 401k plan or their retirement plan, they're going to see that, again, next to their balance, they will see that portion that's, you know, convertible into lifetime income. Also statements, you know, helping them see that on the statements. Now you can do things around that to supplement with communications, employee communications, emails, that type of stuff. But brochures, you know, all of that stuff will, it's the way it works, Bruce, is generally provided, you know, when you're assessing those income providers, find out what they do in partnership with your record keeper to help educate and communicate that benefit out to your employees.
Okay, great. Okay. Any last minute thoughts before we wrap up, Brendan?
I can't stress enough the value of the work that you and the other consultants at UBS do for these employers. And just as an employer, take advantage. You know, you have a retirement plan consultant. If you have a good one, they are right now, they are probably out in front of this. It is emerging, but we have moved into first inning. So I think reaching out to your UBS consultant and, you know, asking about this and how can you help me through this process. Again, here at Naveen, TIA Naveen, we've got all sorts of resources to help. We're the leader in lifetime income. We've got all sorts of resources to help financial professionals help their clients through this decision process. But I would encourage everyone to start the process right now. It is real. It is live. The two largest record keepers make announcements that they're adding these solutions. We've just gone live with Empower. First dollars in this past month. So it's starting. It's, you know, we talked about it for a bunch of years. It's actually starting to occur. So I think now is the right time again to reach out to your UBS plan consultant and start having these conversations.
Great. This has been great, Brendan. Thank you so much for making the time to share your expertise and experience with our listeners. And if any of the listeners are interested in exploring Naveen's option or some of the other options in the marketplace further, you know, feel free to reach out to me. My name again is Bruce Lanzer. I can be reached at 414-289-3817. Or my email is bruce.lanzer, that's L-A-N-S as in Sam, E-R, at ubs.com. Again, I've been speaking with Brendan McCarthy of Naveen. And again, thank you, Brendan, and have a great day. Appreciate it.
As always, Bruce, thank you so much.
My pleasure. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services offers both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that clients understand the ways in which we conduct business and that they carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to them about the products or services we offer. For more information, visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. UBS Financial Services Incorporated is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.